This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says his summit Thursday with the leaders of Canada and Mexico was an opportunity for the three neighbors to push for solutions to problems that affect all of North America and beyond. Biden first met separately with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau as the two convened in the Oval Office ahead of the three-man summit, which also includes Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador. This is the first summit in 5 years in which leaders of the three countries are meeting to discuss longstanding issues such as climate change, migration, and economic competitiveness, as well as newer challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic. A UN spokesman told reporters Thursday that six UN staff members had been released, but five others, along with one of their dependents, remains in detention in Addis Ababa. At least 16 UN staff and dependents were detained earlier this month amid reports of widespread arrests of ethnic Tigrayans. Police have denied making ethnically motivated arrests, contending they are only detaining backers of the rebel Tigrayan forces fighting the Ethiopian government. The war began a year ago when Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed deployed troops to the northern regional state of Tigray in response to the Tigray People's Liberation Front's seizure of military bases. The ensuing conflict has killed thousands of people, displaced several million from their homes, and left 400,000 residents of Tigray facing famine, according to a July estimate by the United Nations. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department announcing the indictment Thursday of two Iranian nationals for their involvement in a cyber-enabled campaign to intimidate and influence American voters and otherwise undermine voter confidence and sow discord in connection with the 2020 presidential election. This, according to a press release. Prosecutors say between August and November of 2020, the suspects allegedly got voter information from at least one state election website and then used that information to send threatening emails to intimidate and interfere with voters. Charges against the two include conspiracy to commit computer fraud and abuse, intimidate voters, and transmit interstate threats. The two were among six sanctioned Thursday by the Treasury Department, who also allegedly were involved in attempting to influence the 2020 presidential election. Ugandan police said Thursday that they had killed at least five people, including a Muslim cleric accused of having ties to the extremist group responsible for Thursday's suicide bombings in the capital. Four men were killed in a shootout in a frontier town near the Congo border as they tried to cross back into Uganda. The fifth man, a Muslim cleric, was killed in a violent confrontation with security forces who raided his home outside Kampala, according to a police spokesman who said a second cleric is the subject of a manhunt. China is under pressure to address concerns about the safety of a professional tennis player who has gone missing. Peng Shuai went missing shortly after accusing a former top government official of sexual assault. Many abroad have called on China to ensure her well-being. The calls come after Chinese state media posted an email in which Peng says she's safe and that the assault allegation is untrue. More than 50 years after they were convicted of murder, charges were dismissed Thursday against two men found guilty in the slaying of civil rights leader Malcolm X. A Manhattan judge dismissed the convictions of Muhammad Aziz and the late Khalil Islam after prosecutors and the men's lawyer said a renewed investigation found new evidence that the men were not involved with the killing and determined that authorities withheld some of what they knew. Aziz, now 83, said the event that was brought to the court should never have occurred. For more news, join us, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.